Good morning, children. A warm welcome to class 11. This is the first lesson in your supplementary reader in English for class 11. The name of the book is Snapshots. Tell me something, children. Who among you don't like adventure, fun, and frolic? At your age, you love to play with your friends. The boys would like to take the bikes for a spin around, play cricket, pull somebody's leg, and you are very much alive. So adventure is a part of growing up. Everyone loves an activity that gives you some thrill. This is part and parcel of our life. So the first lesson is very apt for you. It's a tale of adventure and lots of fun. The name of the lesson is The Summer of the Beautiful White Horse. The writer is William Saroyan. William Saroyan was an American writer. He was a novelist, playwright. Playwright is one who writes dramas, and also a great short story writer. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1940. Surprisingly, he also won an Oscar Award for the story of a movie in 1943. He died in 1981. This story is so delightful, and you will enjoy every line of this. It is a story of two young boys who engage themselves in loads of adventure. The boys were just 9 and 13 years old. Both of them were cousins and closely related in a close-knit tribe. They were from Armenia, and their family name or the tribe's name was Garagolian family. I am not sure if any of you have heard of Armenia. Armenia is located near Turkey, and the neighboring countries are the Central Republic of Azerbaijan. It's a very small landlocked country on the border of Asia and Europe, between the mountains. The total population of Armenia is less than 25 lakhs, might be something like the population of Jamshedpur. But Armenian people are well known all over the world for their merchandise skills. They are very good businessmen. For centuries, they have been migrating to different parts of the world for trade and commerce. In Calcutta and Mumbai, even now, there are thousands of Armenians settled for centuries. So this Armenian family, Gregorian family, was well known for their honesty. They were dead honest, come what may. So both the boys were cousins. Aram was 9 years old and Murad 13. The best part of the story is that their tribe, the whole of Gregorian family, settled in California in the USA for several years, was so poor. He says, the writer says, the poverty was almost comical. So funny. How can poverty be comical? It was comical because they had no source of income. Then how did they manage to get their food every day is a question even the elders in the tribe never knew. Somehow they managed to survive. Even in the direst of these circumstances, when there was no money at all, they never did any dishonest thing. They kept their family's name flying. The story starts when one fine summer morning, maybe around 4:30 in the morning, the little boy Aram was awakened by a tap on his window. He rubbed his eyes and just looked out of the window. And who else was standing by the window? It was his cousin Murad. He could not believe what he saw. Since it was summer, even 4 in the morning, there was a bit of sunlight. There was something which he found very interesting and unbelievable. You know what? My cousin Murad was sitting on a beautiful white horse. Again, the surprise was they never had any horse. Both the boys were very fond of horses, but the family was so poor. And they could not afford to buy a horse. He simply told him in Armenian language, "Come on, you are not dreaming. Come, Aram, let us go for a ride." Aram knew that Murad was crazy. He was so crazy that no one in the family could predict what he would do the next moment. He was hyperactive and he enjoyed being alive all the time. Aram, the little boy, always dreamed about horses. And horse was a recurring theme in his dream. When he saw the horse, it was incredible. He could not believe his own eyes. He could not believe that his cousin Murad had brought a beautiful white horse. It was a magnificent white horse. It was so exciting, and the horse smelled so lovely. I knew that my cousin could not have bought the horse. Where was the money? So if he had not bought the horse, that could mean only one thing, that the horse was stolen. And he could not believe the very thought that his cousin, who belonged to the Gregorian family, could ever steal something, because no member of Gregorian family could ever steal. When he asked him, "Murad, did you steal the horse?" Murad did not answer. He told the boy, "Come on, if you want to ride the horse, get out of the window, just jump." Then the little boy thought, riding a horse is not stealing. Of course, if you don't sell the horse, it is not stealing. We are just using the horse only for a ride. Then he leaped, jumped out of the window, and sat behind Murad on the horse. The horse began to trot, just move a little. Early morning, the air was so fresh. Their house was located in a countryside, village side. There were vineyards and fruit gardens. Then, as the horse began to trot, Murad began to sing aloud. The writer funnily remarks that every family has a crazy man, and the crazy man in the Gregorian family was Uncle Khosrow. Uncle Khosrow was a very big built man. He stood over 6 feet and maybe weighed 120 kilos. He had a big mustache. He was always irritable. He would never listen to anyone. His only reply to anyone speaking was, "Shut up." He roared every time, "It is no harm. Pay no attention to it." Whatever happened, he never cared. Once his son ran to inform Uncle Khosrow, who was in a barber shop, that their house had caught fire. He asked his father to run along with him to the house, but his reply was, "It is no harm. Pay no attention to it." So everyone said that Murad was the natural descendant of the traits of Uncle Khosrow, a crazy streak. So they, both the boys, let the horse run as it liked. It ran over the irrigation canal, the ditches, the vineyards, and it went on and on. Then the little boy asked Murad, he also wanted to ride the horse alone. He said, "Maybe I will see." Then he got down. Murad took the horse for a ride alone. He rode the horse so wonderfully, the horse just ran as per the command of Murad. So when he came back, the boy also wanted to ride. When he tried to climb the horse did not let him. Somehow he managed to sit on the back of the horse, but the horse just jumped and threw him out. My cousin, then the horse started running wild. Both of them began to search for the horse. At last, after half an hour, they managed to get the horse. Then he said, "We have to take the horse back to a place." Later, Murad took the horse to a deserted barn of a farmer who no longer stayed there. He went and tied the horse there. Okay, thank you.